The U.S. military has forced many of the journalists in Iraq to turn off their satellite phones. Military officials say a certain brand of phone sends out a signal that could allow the enemy to find American soldiers. From Central Command headquarters, NPR's Steve Inskeep reports on a piece of technology that might be too smart to be allowed on the battlefield.
The ban involves Thuraya satellite phones. They're available through much of Europe, Africa, and Asia. They're only a little bigger than a regular cell phone, but because they're satellite phones, journalists can use them to phone or email their reports from places without much of a phone network, places like the Iraqi desert. The war was about a week old when the U.S. Marines abruptly decided that this brand of phone could be used to trace the reporter's location, and therefore the Marines' location. NPR's John Burnett is traveling with the troops.
Two nights ago, the public affairs people came roaring into our little media encampment and said, get off the Thurayas, get off the Thurayas.
We can still have this conversation with John Burnett because he doesn't have a Thuraya. He called us on his Iridium phone, which the military deems acceptable. Other news organizations all over the battlefield were relying on Thurayas, which the military confiscated. To give one example, the five embedded reporters for USA Today all lost communication. The more cynical members of the press corps noted that the ban happened just as the first negative stories began appearing about the military campaign. At the Central Command headquarters today, a reporter asked Major General Gene Renouart why the phones were shut down.
Could you tell us why this is, when they'll be able to start using them again, and doesn't this amount to censorship?
On the battlefield, operational security is critical to the successful accomplishment of every military operation. And there are times and places on the battlefield when you need to ensure that no communications go out in order to shield your movements and your intent.
An American salesman who equipped many journalists with Thuraya phones says the military is not entirely paranoid. The salesman explains that a Thuraya phone uses GPS, the Global Positioning System. Using signals from satellites, it finds the exact location of the phone, which helps it to receive phone messages from communication satellites. Periodically, the phone sends a signal back out, broadcasting the GPS coordinates. It's sent up to a satellite, then back down to a ground station in the United Arab Emirates. By checking that signal, the phone company can find your location within 100 yards or so. The salesman says he warns his customers, you're buying a tracking device. And according to a U.S. military spokesman here, U.S. officials suspected that Iraqis might somehow be able to intercept that information. We tried to talk to some of the affected reporters, but they're a little hard to reach right now. NPR's John Burnett says, however, they are not completely cut off. Some U.S. Marine officers have their own satellite phones, which they have loaned to the reporters to file stories.
Now the journalists are basically dictating their stories, old-fashioned, sweetheart, give me rewrite, dictating them into their foreign desks, and it's taking forever. And there was an AP reporter today who kind of blew through our camp in a fury, and she was, really in a bad mood, saying, I cannot work under these conditions.
News organizations have protested this ban, and senior officials in the Central Command are trying to negotiate a solution. According to one newspaper editor, news organizations might have to send new phones into Iraq, though any new phones would have to be shipped along the same supply lines that are already overloaded by the effort to bring food and ammunition to the troops. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Doha, Qatar.